Nolte, Democrats blame Trump supporters for Iowa debacle. By John Nolte on February 6, 2020. Democrats are now blaming Trump supporters for the outgoing, slow-motion train wreck that was the Iowa caucus. Hey, why the hell not? President Trump and/or his supporters have already been blamed for mass shootings, for the shooting down of a passenger plane, for a Hillary Clinton supporter threatening a mosque, for a grocery store spat between two Democrats, for immigration cages built by Barack Obama, for suicides, for Jussie Smollett's hoax, and for conjuring up a hurricane. So it was only a matter of time before Democrats blamed MAGA world for this Iowa debacle. First, a little context. The Iowa caucus took place on Monday. Today is Thursday. Thanks to the dismally low turnout, there are only about 172,000 votes to count. There are 170 Democrat precinct captains in Iowa. In a fit of generosity, let's assume the precinct captains have no staff whatsoever. That's 170 people responsible for counting 172,000 votes, which divvies up to around 1,000 votes per staffer, and yet, Democrats still haven't finished counting all the votes. As of this writing, only 96% of the vote has been counted. But, yeah, let's blame Trump supporters. Supporters of President Donald Trump flooded a hotline used by Iowa precinct chairs to report Democratic caucus results after the telephone number was posted online, worsening delays in the statewide tally, a top state Democrat told party leaders on a conference call Wednesday night. According to two participants on the call, Ken Zogar, a state Democratic Central Committee member, was among those answering the hotline on caucus night and said people called in and expressed support for Trump. The phone number became public after people posted photos of caucus paperwork that included the hotline number, one of the people on the call said. The phone call Wednesday night between the Iowa Democratic Party staff and State Central Committee, the party's elected governing body, came as the party was still counting results. So not only did the very same people who want total control of our healthcare completely botch the launch of the app that was supposed to make phoning in vote results unnecessary, and not only have the very same people who want total control of our healthcare still failed to count a measly 172,000 votes over 3+ days, but the very same people who want to control our healthcare are so stupid they published the phone number of their hotline on Twitter. Oh, and let's not forget the very same people who want total control of our healthcare are so childish and unable to take personal responsibility. They're willing to insult the intelligence of anyone with an IQ over room temperature by blaming Trump supporters. Sure, I can see how some prank calls could slow things up, for a bit. If you really want to stretch, not that anyone is even alleging this. I can imagine a coordinated campaign of crank calls bringing things to a standstill for, again, to be generous, maybe a day. But it's Thursday, you yahoos. It's freaking Thursday, and you idiots still haven't completed counting the vote. And the idea that any amount of crank could slow down the reporting process for the 20 minutes it would take normal people to figure out a workaround via, you know, email, perhaps? How about the precinct captain's cell phone, is ludicrous. Bottom line. Had the precinct captains tabulated the votes and dropped the results in the snail mail, this all would have been done yesterday. You'd have to be insane to want people this incompetent and dishonest to hold any power of you or your health care. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.